Joining us now is Zalmay Khalilzad. He is the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, and he's on the phone from Kabul. Ambassador, welcome.
Well, it's good to talk with you again.
So how long might it take for the Afghan authorities and for international observers to work through the charges of irregularities here and come up with an election result?
Well, I think the election results will be announced within the next 2.5 weeks. With regard to the investigation, they should get started tomorrow, and the investigation should be completed as soon as possible. But I do not have a date at this point for how long it will take for them to complete their work.
And as we've heard, Ambassador, some of the opposition candidates have said they will accept the results of this investigation. Do you have information suggesting that all of them will?
No, I do not. I think once a statement is made by the United Nations today, they will react to it, each of the candidates. My judgment is that many now recognize that calling for the cancellation of the election was a mistake because the Afghan people continued to vote even after that statement, and they're looking for a way to come back within the fold and to support the process proposed by the Afghan Election Commission and by the United Nations.
Seems like an astoundingly basic mistake marred what could otherwise have been a rather ordinary day of voting, if I can put it that way, in Afghanistan. People were supposed to be marked with indelible ink so they couldn't vote more than once. The ink turned out not to be indelible. Do you have any idea how that happened?
No. People are investigating that. I understand this sort of problem has happened in other places, in other elections too. But it's important to remember that this was a problem in some places and not in all. And that even in those places where the problem did occur, I understand that by mid-morning to noon, the problems were solved.
Ambassador, over the next couple of weeks, how do you make sure all the votes are counted and counted in a credible way?
First, in each of the counting centers, there will be international observers. Second, each of the candidates that support this investigation will send their agents into the counting centers. And also, of course, there are Afghans trained by the international community who will be also there as monitors.
Now, this is just a first round of voting. There are parliamentary elections expected in the spring. What does Afghanistan need from the international community to be ready for those elections?
There will be need for financial support from the international community, as well as monitors, and the issue of training even more Afghans to monitor the process themselves. There are a lot of decisions that the Afghans need to make about district boundaries, provincial boundaries, population distributions. But the presidential election indicates that the Afghan people very much would like to resolve their political disputes now through elections, and I'm optimistic that we will have a successful parliamentary election as well.
Will it be harder to keep the parliamentary elections properly monitored and also safe?
Well, on the safety issue, of course, the Afghan security institutions did very well. We will have to do the same thing, perhaps even requiring more people for parliamentary elections, given that they could be rather contentious, besides what could remain of the Taliban threat to disrupt at that time.
How is the daily security situation changing for ordinary Afghans? They've gotten through this election without significant violence, but how much violence is there in the country on a daily basis?
Still, there are obviously the remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, but overall, I think the situation is on the right track, and Afghans are improving their lives on a daily basis.
We've been talking to Zalmay Khalilzad. He's the United States ambassador to Afghanistan, and he is in Kabul, where an election has been completed, although the counting has hardly begun. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Thank you.